It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Farming has always been central to Mai Zizhong's life and family. She moved to the Eau Claire area in 1994 with her seven children as refugees from the war in Laos.
Producer Joe Tarr brings us the story about how Mai passed on her love of farming to her daughter as the family has found a piece of land to call their own.
Under a bright warm July sun, 73-year-old Mai Zizhong is on her hands and knees in a vegetable field, picking beans and tossing them into a bucket. A refugee from the civil war in Laos, Mai settled in Eau Claire in 1994 with her seven children, including her daughter, Pa Tao. Pa is familiar with the sight of her mother working the soil, getting dirty.
When we came, I was 12 years old, and I remember her starting to garden, and it was really her taking us to the garden that she rented. I think at that time, we were only gardening about an acre. And first, it was just to, like, garden for us, right? Because at that time, there was no fresh vegetables that really tailored to, like, the Hmong palate, right? There was no, like, lemongrass. There was no herbs that, like, our family can really use in our cooking. And so to be able to grow that for ourselves was what got her started in back into gardening when she arrived here.
As a teenager, Pa didn't care much for the hard work of farming or selling vegetables. Her interest in farming grew after she had kids of her own and her mother was diagnosed with cancer about 5 years ago.
And it was a wake-up call for me because I'm like, you know, I'm so busy working, trying to build a career for myself. And so farming was a way for me to, like, get closer to her. It was a way for us to spend time together. And so I made it my purpose, right, to be able to come out here and help her more, to come out here and be with her more so that I can actually spend time with her. And I think it was through all of that that I, like, really discovered, like, how much of, like, farming was so a part of, like, of who she is and a part of, like, how I also want to grow into. And so that's where it started. It was really, like, 5 years ago when all of that happened. And thankfully, you know, she's in remission, and she continues to, like, do this.
Land also has a symbolic meaning for both Mai and Pa. It's a thing that Hmong people have long been denied.
For a group of people that has never had land, right? Like, we've always had been forced from one country to the next, right? Being forced from China to Laos, you know, and then to Thailand, and then, like, immigrating here. That sense of belonging was never there for our people when it comes to land. And for my mom, that yearning to belong somewhere and to have land and to be able to do what she wants and what she wishes, like, I feel that really deeply in me.
Yeah.
And so when I had the opportunity to buy land, that's what I did.
The family farms about half of the 20 acres that they now own. It's a mix of their passions. Maya supervises the vast vegetable fields. Pa oversees the sublime flower garden.
I'm a flower girl. I love my flowers. And so I'm very particular. And me and my mom butt heads all the time around this, you know. I'm very particular about, okay, we had to grow zinnias here. We had to grow cosmos here. The dahlias has to be here this year, you know. But my mom is very, very much, like, into her vegetables. Like, she loves growing, like, all sorts of vegetables. And so that's where she really thrives.
Pa translates as I ask her mother what it means to finally have a piece of land to call her own.
So she says she's very happy to have, like, her own piece of land that belongs in our family. And even as a people, you know, when we are moving from place to place and we never have our own country, to always, like, make home of where we're at, right? Yeah. But, like, to have your own land, your own little piece of land, that she's very happy that she's able to have that.
For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Joe Tarr.
And that was producer Joe Tarr, who spoke with Pa Tao and Mai Zizhong at My Flower Farm in Eau Claire. Thanks to Tyler Ditter for sound design on that piece.